Kia ora. I've got Death Bells on the line. All three of them. We've got Will, Griffin, and Remy. How are you guys doing?
Good. Hey, what's up?
How's it going?
Good, yeah. Nice evening. Much later night for you all. 11:30 in LA.
It's quite almost a stroke of midnight.
Almost. So yeah, thanks so much for chit-chatting to us, even though it's late. We're here to talk about your latest single, Landslide. And it's so great. So glad that you've got new music out. I thought we could get started with just talking about your journey as a band, because you started making music in Australia, but as you were saying off air, like, you guys don't identify with that much anymore, or have really kind of melded into the music scene in LA?
Definitely our roots will always be in Sydney. Like, that's where we started as a band. Or pretty much like 10 years ago now, we started playing shows, but it wasn't until 2016 that we put out any recorded music. I think as soon as we started spending time in Los Angeles, we were just like enamored with the city. And eventually made the move over here. So, yeah, it's been 7 years here now, and I think that, you know, we're pretty indebted to Southern California in general, musically, and then just with our, like, personal lives as well. Like, it's kind of all over here now.
Yeah, what do you think it is about LA that's kind of conducive to making music, other than, like, the obvious reasons?
It's just so big, and there's so many people around, and like inspiration on every corner, truly.
Yeah. And so your sound has really changed over the years, from when you started with the first album in 2017 to the last EP, which is called Take My Spirit Now, which has one of my favorite songs on it. What's changed in your process and, like, your inspirations, influences over the years, which has impacted your development and sound?
I would say it's really a matter of, like, each album, like, is sort of colored by the music that Remy and I are listening to, like, quite honestly. We never really approach things with, like, yeah, we're going to do this as, like, the post-punk album or the shoegaze album. I think it's kind of just, like, an amalgamation of, like, influences and guitar music that we like. We're definitely not shy about, like, wearing our taste on our sleeve, so to speak. So I think it's been, like, a really natural progression, you know, and of course having people like Griff around, who's sort of been helping us, like, produce new tunes, working with new people and, like, having fresh ears on things is always super helpful in terms of, like, pushing the band forward and, you know, having that momentum or, like, changing sounds, because we never really won't do the same thing twice in a row, which I think most people in bands can probably relate to.
Yeah, totally. And, like, what do you think most recently has been influencing your sound that's made you want to go in a different direction or just, like, make something new?
Like, band specifically?
Oh, yeah. Or any, like, what kind of was the impetus of Landslide, your upcoming work? And, yeah, just, like, what's kind of been inspiring you in writing-wise?
Yeah, Landslide, I think, was, like, truly collaborative between Griff, Remy, and I. Like, we all wrote different parts of the song, and Griff laid in, like, his fantastic sort of chorus vocals later on. So I can't really speak to, like, what they were listening to, but I think we just kind of, you know, started. Remy sort of came in with the lead, and it sounded, like, very 90s jangly, like Britpop or something. And so I think we just sort of, like, laid up the, you know, fundamentals of the song in a way that made sense to us, and then took it from there. But very, very pleased with how it came out.
Yeah, on my own listening, I feel like out of the new.
Oh, I think we might be losing you a little, Remy. Sorry.
Oh,
that's better. Oh, yeah. Oh. Hello.
He's muted himself.
Hello.
That's better.
I'm back, am I?
You're back.
Oh, great. I was just saying that out of the last
block of songs that we wrote and we've been working with Griff on, I feel like this is one of the theoretically like the most simple songs. And I think just stripping it back and cutting out any parts that like really helped with the songwriting with this one.
Right. And would you say like that collaborative process of you all bringing something like to work on together, is that typically how you guys like to work?
Well, I've only jumped in on this album because I've only sort of became sort of close with Will and Remy sort of in the last couple of years since I moved to Los Angeles. They've been doing Death Bells for quite a long time. But what was the question again? Sorry.
Do you typically, I mean, I guess just with this last recent stint, is your process kind of collaborative and you're bringing like your own things and collaborating that way? Or what does your process look like essentially?
I mean, I can only speak for this process. It was very much kind of like, me and Will were sort of chatting about it for a while, and I think they've got their process, which Will can definitely speak to. But I know that this process was definitely us sitting in my house, really sweaty in the summer, because we've been cooking a bunch of music for like the last pretty much year, essentially. And that process was a pretty, like, yeah, pretty long process. But yeah, I don't know, Will, what do you think in terms of your process?
I think typically it varies like song to song. Like sometimes, you know, Remy will write a tune and or I'll write a tune and it'll just be like done, which is always nice. But, you know, it's also good on the other hand to like sit down together and like nut it out, so to speak. So, yeah, I don't know. It's like one of those things, like we've done records where we've been with a bunch of people in a room jamming live, and we've done records huddled around laptops in like share houses. And you know, both sort of approaches are good in different ways. This one was kind of like a happy middle ground, I think, where like Remy and I wrote the skeletons for all these songs together, took them to Griff, and then he's, you know, obviously made really solid suggestions as producer and like shaped the record that we're sort of just finalizing now. So yeah, I don't know. It is always good to like get in a live room and like jam songs out, but wasn't really the case with this one. But it has been gratifying rehearsing the new material with like our other friends, McAndrew and Seth, who live over here, and we met them like 10 years ago as well when we did the first Death Bells tour. But rehearsing for this show that we've got on Friday has been really good, because sometimes you're not sure like if the songs will translate live or not. And, you know, we've had it both ways in the past where like some are really good and some really bad, but I think overall like these are solid and really like workable in the sort of venues that we play. So stoked to do more shows and like see how Friday goes as well.
Yeah, cool. Because you guys have performed a lot in the past, obviously. How do you think that kind of impacts what ends up on final projects and such?
It's kind of rare, actually, that we'll get much of an opportunity to like play songs out before recording, especially like just circumstantially. Like our first album, we weren't getting booked on that many shows because we were kind of like the new Sydney band. The second album we recorded just before COVID, so we didn't have a chance to like play those because the record came out during the pandemic. And then both the third album and the new album, I think when the band has gone into recording mode, like that's really our MO, and we'll say no to shows because it's just nice to have the sole focus be recording. So, you know, hopefully these ones go over well. I feel really good about them, and the couple of shows that we've played this year, the material's been really well received, I'd say, by the crowd. So we'll just see. But yeah, I think that the band's been through so many different like lineup changes and iterations, and could be called in many ways just a recording project, because we don't, you know, do the typical band thing of like touring 6 months out of the year. Like, we take long breaks, and I think we're very intentional with our writing and recording process so that we're putting out the best music possible. And then, you know, we just all have busy personal lives and live overseas. It's like, it's not quite how it was when we were like teenagers starting the band, like rehearsing three times a week.
Yeah, and kind of on that, because you both have separate kind of solo projects and other music things that you work on. How has kind of like, how do you kind of, do you separate the that like creating in two different projects, or how does it work that you kind of end up with rather unique, different,
God,
like?
God, between us, there's probably like six or seven bands or projects on the go, but I think it's like
actually insane.
It is pretty clear, like, at least for me, when I'm sitting down, like, I'm never really confused about like where a song is going. I think all the things that I play in and contribute to are like different enough that it is okay. And I think Griff and Remy are probably quite similar in that regard.
Definitely. I feel like this one particular was easy because my job was sort of purely producers, and I sort of knew their history as a band, and I kind of, it was easy to just, for me, just to tap out and go like, all right, this is purely a Death Bells album. It's not Sans Merit. Like, I can put my, they, I mean, I assume Will brought me in because he'd heard my Sans Merit stuff and was like, oh, this would be great to have your influence. But it was easy to kind of go, to split this up from my own stuff and just go, hey, this is them. I'm going to make their dream or their vision sort of come to light.
Making our dreams come true.
Yeah, hopefully.
But it's, no, it has been also hugely helpful to have Griff as a sort of like third member, like producing and helping us refine the songs from a really like objective standpoint, because I think Remy and I can get like pretty in the weeds or like attached to certain parts. So yeah, this one, you know, has been a joy to make, and I'm excited to see it be released finally.
Yeah, and kind of on that topic, did you collaborate with anyone else in making this? Because I swear I heard a few female vocal lines in it, or maybe I'm hearing things.
Yeah, our good friend Kate Derman from Melbourne, who plays in a really sick band called Acopia and has her own project,
Purity. I am obsessed with them. They're so great.
We were really lucky to, I think it just happened that like Griff was in Melbourne. She was sort of available and down to like do some backing vocals on the record. And so they were able to tee up a session and just like get a bunch of stuff down. And I think the songs, honestly, when Kate would have heard them, were in pretty sore shape. So I need to send her the sort of refined demos, which I haven't done yet.
But she was great. She came in and I think smashed out like seven songs in like 2 hours or something crazy. She's just like a really, really pitch perfect vocalist. It was a real, real pleasure to work with her.
Yeah, gorgeous. No, that's so cool. Like seeing, I love it when musicians collaborate and you find slowly figure out that everyone's kind of worked with everyone in like a particular location. Yeah. Oh, so great. I love them. That's so cool. And the song is super like honest and vulnerable. And like, I guess you've been making music for years now, but is there ever any kind of, does it ever kind of worry you, like, making music that's so kind of raw, if that makes sense?
No, I've never, like, kept, like, a diary or anything like that. And I think the, like, Death Bells as a band sort of, like, fulfills that in my life. Like, it's a way to catalogue thoughts and feelings. And I'm fine with that being out in the open, because everyone's going to take their own different interpretation of the lyrics anyway. So I think that it's, you know, music's just something I've grown up doing, and like I'm quite comfortable like being, yeah, personal and vulnerable when writing the words to the songs. That's never been an issue, which I think I'm fortunate for.
Yeah, totally. Before we have a listen, where can people find out more about you guys and like shout out your other projects that you work on, even though there's like so many?
I think if you just go to our Instagram, which is very cleverly titled Death Bells Official,
so smart.
You'll be able to track us down.
Yeah. Gorgeous. Oh, yeah. Hey guys, thank you so much to Will, Griff and Remy for having a chat with me today. We're gonna listen to your new single Landslide right now. Thanks so much guys. I hope you have a really good evening or night because it's 11:30 p.m.
Straight to bed.
Okay, thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks so much. Bye.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Bye.
Yeah. Record.